This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Assalamu alaikum, everybody. Back again with another short episode of an excerpt from Dr. Samir Rai's book. This is still part, actually, of his first chapter, where he talks a little bit about Surah Al-Kafirun. Mm-hmm. I give you guys this example because many of you have memorized this surah. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you learn something special about this surah that maybe you didn't know before. Okay, so I'll just tell you a couple of things about the surah in general. This is actually a pretty intense surah. It's short, and we memorize it when we're lazy in prayer, and a lot of people mess it up because of the repetition in it, right? But and I'll tell you why. But I'm going to show it to you on the screen in a second, and I've color-coded it a little bit so you guys can make sense of what I'm going to say today. But no, before I do, let's keep the screen off for now. So what I want to tell you first is, you know, a very important concept related to this surah. When prophets come, they are concerned about saving the nation, right? So they call their nation, Ya Qawmi, my people, my people, right? So, and that's their way of saying, look, I'm worried about you. You're my people. My parents are from you. My uncles, my cousins, my siblings, maybe even, etc. They are from, not siblings, but you know, they're from your family. So I'm worried that you're heading down the wrong path, right? So obviously, when you call somebody my people, you're bringing them close to you, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. But this is a phase in the life of our prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, where he was trying to get his people to understand. But then a time comes where Allah says, I have decided, I have checked the hearts of their leaders, and it is time for you to no longer call them your people. They have rejected the faith. So so there's two things, right? Think of it this way. The Prophet ﷺ has, what does he have in common between the Quraysh, the people of Mecca, right? And the Prophet. What's the common thing?
They lived like together.
Yeah, so the city is in common. Mm-hmm. Commonalities.
Oh, families.
The are, city, yeah. Home, mm-hmm. Family,
yeah.
History, mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah.
They share the same history, the same city. Actually, even they share the same Kaaba. Mm-hmm. Language, mm-hmm. Culture. They have all those things in common. Okay, the Quraysh and the Prophet. Differences.
Quran and the Prophet?
It's actually just one thing, Islam. Mm-hmm. That's it. I mean, he's from their family, he does trade with them. The thing that distinguishes them from him, more than anything else, and everything else, his character, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his message, you know, his worship, all of that is coming from where? It's coming from his Islam. The fitrah before wahi, which is also Islam, and then the practice of his faith after. So it's Islam that he has not in common with them. Right? Now think of it nowadays. You could have somebody who's American, right? We share the same neighborhood, we could share the same nationality, we can share the same, you know, grocery store, we can share the same language, we can share the same burger, same pizza.
Yeah.
But we don't share the same religion. So the one thing that may make us different. Possibly. Nowadays, actually, it's more than that. We could have different ethnicities, backgrounds, etc., right? Mm-hmm. But imagine people in a village, mm-hmm. right? Usually people in a village, all the same culture, all the same kinds of houses, all the same kinds of food, mm-hmm. all the same language. And imagine now in that village, one person's a different religion or one family's a different religion, right? So the one thing that makes them apart is the religion, yeah. Right? So, but even though they're this is the difference between him and them. He still has this in common with them. And based on this, he says, you're still my people. I'm still from the same city. I still have the same home as you. I still have the same family as you, the same history. We share the same Kaaba. We have the same language. We have the same culture. I've been eating the food you've been making. And I've, you know, we've been eating the same kinds of food since I was born. Mm-hmm. Right? So, but then a time comes when Allah decides that Allah, because only Allah can check what's inside the hearts. So Allah decides that there's a critical mass, there's a critical number of people, and enough number of people inside Mecca whose hearts are now sealed. They don't want to hear it. Mm-hmm. It is time for you to not be common with them based on this. This commonality is gone.
Mm-hmm.
Now you have to highlight what makes you different from them.
Mm-hmm.
And based on that, now I don't want you to call them your own people. I want you to call them al-kafirun. قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا الْكَافِرُونَ. So the people he was calling his people this whole time,
mm-hmm.
now a line has been drawn. No, I no longer call you my people. You are no longer my people. You are al-kafirun. You're the disbelievers. And in fact, this is not coming from me because the surah doesn't begin, يَا أَيُّهَا الْكَافِرُونَ. Imagine when his uncle heard this, it's his uncle, right? When his people heard this, they didn't hear يَا أَيُّهَا الْكَافِرُونَ. They heard what word first?
قُلْ.
As if, because qul means say.
Mm-hmm.
So they know that someone's telling him to say this.
Mm-hmm.
Allah is telling him to cut the ties that have been there because they've crossed a certain line.
Mm-hmm.
This in a tribe, because tribal life is all about loyalty and, you know,
mm-hmm.
your code.
Yeah.
If you go to your tribe and say, I'm no longer your people,
mm-hmm.
that's actually considered a declaration of war.
That
actually means that you are a traitor.
Mm.
And we, to keep the unity of the village, we can kill you.
Mm.
So when you go out and say, I renounce my tribal allegiance,
mm-hmm.
this is actually a declaration of renouncing, this is bara'a actually, of tribal allegiance, separating himself completely. Based on what? You can clearly see by the end, لَكُمْ دِينُكُمْ وَلِيَ دِينِي. You have your religion and I have mine. Okay, so this is actually the basis on which Allah has commanded him to separate himself when the time came. This is not the beginning of the mission. This is telling you things have intensified to the point where he's pretty much about to go to Medina. Because
yeah.
they're from here on, they're just going to antagonize against him. They're going to torture him, try to kill him. Things are only going to get worse from here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so is that introduction clear?
Yes.
So that's what this surah is doing, right? Separating. Doesn't matter what we have in common. This is our difference now. Now, لا أعبدوا ما تعبدون ولا أنتم عابدون ما أعبد ولا أنا عابد ما عبدتم. Now you have done some Arabic with me. أعبدوا is فعل مضارع. It's the present tense. Okay, and in this present tense, who's the doer?
Who's the doer?
Yeah. So هو ينصر هو ينصراني. So أعبدوا.
هو
عابد. هو with ألف.
هو.
هو starts with يا.
Oh no. So this is I.
That's right. I. And a'budu means worship. So what does la a'budu mean?
I worship.
La a'budu?
Don't worship.
I don't worship.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to focus on the word I. I don't worship.
Mm-hmm.
Ma means what?
Not what.
What?
What?
Ta'buduna, Maryam. What do you think? Ta beginning, una ending.
All them?
So what's ya beginning, una ending?
Yeah, oh, that's them.
So this is also them?
No, this is all of them?
All of
Ta and
Anta
ta. All of you?
You sure about that?
Maybe, yeah.
Yeah.
All of you?
You better be sure about it. Hold on. Let me help you. Wake up.
Okay.
Now you're going to give me the whole thing. Huwa ya'budu? Do it.
Huwa ya'budu, huma ya'budani, hum ya'buduna.
Mm-hmm.
Hiya ta'budu, huma ta'budani.
Mm-hmm.
Hunna ya budna.
Oh my God.
Anta ya
budna. Oh my God. I'm gonna pour this on myself. I'm gonna pour this on myself. Anta tansuru. Remember this?
Yeah.
So why are you saying ya budta? What is ya budta, Maryam?
I don't know.
Okay, now fix it.
Anta ta'budu.
Oh my God, you're back.
Antum ta'buduna.
Wait, you have to stop there. Antum ta'buduna.
Antum ta'buduna.
So who is it?
Them.
Oh my God, Maryam, antum means them.
Antum.
You just said antum ta'buduna. And then I said, what does antum mean? And you said them. Huwa means he. Huma means?
Huma means both of them.
And hum means?
All of them?
Right, they, them.
Mm-hmm.
Not antum. What does anta mean?
Anta means you.
And antuma?
Both of you.
And antum?
All of you.
Then why are you saying them?
Mm-hmm.
momentary lapse in judgment? Yes. So now fix it, please. Who worships?
All of them worship.
Oh my God, them?
All of you worship.
Stop saying them.
All of you worship.
Thank you. What all of you worship. Present tense? Mm-hmm. Mudadir?
Yeah.
Yeah? Okay. Now, Ahmed, mm-hmm. Your turn. Ana Abidun.
Ana. Na, oh, so I?
Mm-hmm.
Abidun.
La Ana Abidun.
Oh, la. I don't.
I don't worship.
I don't worship.
Oh, I am. Sorry, no. I am not a worshiper.
What?
Okay. Of what?
Of what?
Abattum.
So, y'all worship?
Y'all, you all worshiped.
I am not a worshiper of what y'all worship.
Okay. This is the first thing we're going to pay attention to. I haven't translated the whole surah. I've just translated two things, roughly. Those two things are talking about I. I don't worship. I'm not a worshiper. You see that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So what do they have in common? I.
Yeah.
What do they now have in common? Well, this one, the first one, obviously the I is talking about the Prophet himself. Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
So the first one is, he is denying, this is my comment now, denying false worship
mm-hmm.
using the present tense. Denying his false worship using the present tense, right? And in Arabic, the present is used for future also. So not only does it mean I don't worship, it also means I will not worship, okay? Then, this one is denying false worship using a noun. Worshipper.
Mm-hmm.
That's a noun.
Yeah.
Okay. So this is a present tense, including future,
mm-hmm.
and this is a noun.
Yeah.
Okay. Now let me explain what's going on in the balagha sense. This I'll explain this to you by example, so you'll appreciate. If I say, for example, Ustad is a patient man.
Mm-hmm.
Ustad is a
patient
man. That's a quality you've given me. This is actually now, a patient man is kind of like a noun,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
A noun plus adjective, actually. And, or if you say this description, it actually also means it's not necessarily always happening, always true.
Mm-hmm.
Because I could be a patient man and I could also be throwing chutney at Maryam when she forgets that Antum is home.
Yeah.
Or Antum is not Antum, right?
Yeah.
So I'm usually patient. I'm so amazing at patience.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes I could be a little psychotic.
Yeah.
Make sense?
Mm-hmm.
So just because, or if I say, for example, so I'm saying when you say something with a noun,
mm-hmm.
that means overall that's true.
Yeah.
But sometimes it's not.
Yeah.
Or if I say Maryam is kind.
Mm-hmm.
My name is kind. That's true, mm-hmm. but sometimes it's not.
Yeah.
Right? Sometimes she's putting you in a chokehold, and
she can't
you know.
Do that to
me. Well, yeah, I'm just imagining a scenario in which she's finally learned how to engage in mixed martial arts, and without telling you, she's been taking courses on the side, and all of a sudden you're in an armbar, and your life has changed completely because she has a better hold
if
on
you. If you ever put me in an armbar, I would leave Texas.
Anyway, so if I say Maryam is kind, that means most of the time.
Mm-hmm.
But it could be untrue sometimes.
Yeah.
You understand?
Mm-hmm.
The same way when you say when you say linguistically, I'm not a worshiper of what you all worshipped.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a worshiper. You're denying the noun. Right?
Mm-hmm.
That actually speaks for, generally speaking, you're not a worshiper.
Mm-hmm.
But there's still room for what? It's possible that you might still worship. The only way to make sure that that's also denied
mm-hmm.
is that you say that I do not and will not worship anything that you have,
mm-hmm.
that you worship. So you have to combine the noun negation with the verb negation, this one. Why? Because the verb negation denies any single instant of that ever happening. Because this is tajaddud and huduth. The verb, the present tense, is saying not even a single time. I do not, you know, I don't worship. That never happens. That act never happens. A verb is associated with a single act. The noun is associated with an ongoing quality. So what Allah has done by making the Prophet make this declaration, it's as if he's saying, overall, he's not a false worshiper, and then not even in a single instant. But if I say about myself, I'm not angry. I'm not an angry person. If I say that, that may be true overall, but there may be some instances where I am angry. Yeah. But this is almost like saying, you know, I'm not an angry person, and I don't ever display anger. Now you're saying generally I have this quality, and there's not even a single incident you can find, which isn't true. You can find plenty of incidents, right? So that's the remarkable thing about the Prophet ﷺ's declaration. It is true now, and it's also a constant. Now the thing about the noun also, the thing about the noun also is that it's timeless. Nouns are timeless. And what does that mean? That this is a forever quality. Okay? And verbs are active, meaning they're happening at the moment. Mm-hmm. So this is a living quality. Meaning it's actually, he's engaged in everything he does denies false worship. Not only does it, like, for example, if I say I'm a teacher, so that's a quality I have. Yeah. But not everything I do screams teacher, right? Because some things I do scream PS4 gamer. Some things I do scream sleeper. Some things I do scream lazy person, et cetera, et cetera. Yeah. Not everything I do is furthering the quality of teacher, right? But what, by combining the noun and the verb, there's that forever quality of not worshiping false gods. And also everything he says, everything he does, it speaks against the worship of false gods. Even when he's not actively speaking out against false gods, his character is speaking out against false gods. His manners, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, are speaking out against false gods. So it's a very powerful combination of the noun and the verb in denying the false worship. Then there's another beautiful, so the two reds are about the Prophet, right? Mm-hmm. But now look, okay, I don't worship what you worship, mm-hmm. present tense. Let's focus on the second part, what all of you worship. Isn't that present tense? Mm-hmm. And then what you all worshipped, is that present tense? That's past tense. That's past tense. And in doing so, he's actually saying, not only do I not follow your current religion, I also don't follow the religion you have been following in the past, even when I was younger. So not only am I different from you now that I'm a prophet, but even before I was a prophet, I have never done what you've been doing. You see? Yeah. And it's also really, so that's also kind of setting the record straight that even before Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam received revelation, he never engaged in what they worshipped. That's never happened. I am not a worshipper ever of anything you've ever worshipped. That's never happened. So he's denying the current contrast. He's declaring the current contrast from them, and he's saying that contrast has actually always existed. Okay. Then the other, there's a dig also, there's an insult also. Why? Because they change their religions and their modes of worship because they don't have a revealed standard. So they can change their religion as they please. Like, you know, for Muslims nowadays, they say, well, you know, the church has changed its position on marriage. And a lot of churches and a lot of synagogues have also now accepted, you know, certain new standards. So how come the Muslim community is so far behind? Like they'll say that in like news interviews. Why are the Muslims not, you know, up to date with the times, mm-hmm. right? And the straight answer to that question is because they abandoned the revelation itself, mm-hmm. they can change the worship over time. So you could have, you know, you could have somebody worshiping, you know, in chairs, other people worshiping sitting in a circle, other people worshiping with a piano singing songs, mm-hmm. others worshiping with guitars, others doing, you know, heavy rock concerts about Jesus, etc. You could do it. All of that's worship to you because you keep changing the standards for what worship is,
yeah.
right? Mm-hmm. But what Muslims have, the way we worship, who we worship, what we worship, how we worship is revealed. It doesn't change. It doesn't budge. Mm-hmm. And never do we keep shifting. And it's a comment about how even the way they worship now isn't what the way they used to worship before. It keeps mutating and morphing and changing, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
And that's one of the signs of our religion being true, that it stays the same. Our worship stays the same. So subhanAllah, not only is the Prophet ﷺ a constant, their worldview is lack of constant. It keeps shifting. Actually, nowadays, it's less about religion. It's about like ideology, right? Mm-hmm. So what in social media, some things are celebrated nowadays.
Yeah.
30 years ago, they were not celebrated. 60 years ago, they were looked down on. 90 years ago, they were outright evil. As decades go by, what used to be bad becomes good. What used to be good becomes bad. It changes, totally changes. Just do a sociological study of American society, mm-hmm. and you'll see that a lot of things, and forget American society. Study, for example, the Anglican Church, mm-hmm. the Church of England, or study like some of the main evangelical churches in America and their positions, their declared policies about certain things and morality. For the last 80 years, mm-hmm. you'll see a huge change in 80 years. Mm-hmm. But in 80 years, what has Islam changed? Has what is halal and haram changed? What is evil is still evil. What is good is still good. The standard is what? Constant.
Yeah.
The worship does not change. The mm-hmm. salah doesn't change.
Yeah.
We don't say, okay, let's add some, you know, let's add some piano elements to the ruku' and yeah. let's do some trumpets in sajda. It's not going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
We have a constant, right? Now, the other side. So, does that make sense? The commitment of the Prophet ﷺ in all of this?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
And then, why would Allah tell the Prophet, this is the last question, why would Allah tell the Prophet ﷺ that these people are done? How could you give up on these people? People say, you know, they're all human. Everybody has hope. How is Allah Azza wa Jalla telling the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, call them kafirun, not call them his people anymore? Mm-hmm. Notice al-kafirun, al-beginning. Is that an ism? Is that a noun or a verb? Is that an ism or a fi'l? Al-kafirun.
Ism.
Yep. So disbelievers mm-hmm. are described with a noun. And a noun is what? Constant.
Mm-hmm.
Permanent, fixed. This is Allah's way of saying they have become fixed in their disbelief. They become stubborn in it. Now look, twice. Wala antum abiduna. Abiduna, another ism. Again, disbelievers described with a noun, which is what again? Fixed.
Fixed, yeah.
Permanent. And then again, wala antum abiduna. Same ayah again.
Mm-hmm.
Disbelievers described mm-hmm. with a noun, which is what again? Fixed.
Fixed.
It's
set in stone.
Yep. The reason Allah gave the Prophet ﷺ the command to call them disbelievers mm-hmm. is because they have now been fixed in how they will not worship what Allah wants them to. They're not, it's so cool. They're not fixed in what they worship. They're not fixed in what they worship because it's mentioned in the present and in the past.
Mm-hmm.
But listen to this carefully. They are totally fixed in not worshiping Allah. I will change my religion 100 different ways, they say, but never Islam. That's one thing I've made up my mind about. So, la antum abiduna ma'abud, and you are not worshippers of what I worship, and you are not worshippers of what I worship. In other words, when it comes to what I worship, meaning Islam, Allah, that I worship the God Allah, that you have made up your mind you're not going to do. Everything else you're flexible. Hey, one guy decides that he wants to worship this idol this week, the other idol next week, the other idol on the other side next week. Hey, weren't you on this idol? Yeah, but I'm trying this new one out. That one, last one didn't work out. My camel died. So I'm going to try this one. They're totally fine with that. But the moment you say, I'm going to worship Allah, you crazy. That's never going to happen. I'll experiment with everything else except Islam. Right? So they have been fixed in not worshiping. You see that?
Yeah.
وَلَا أَنْتُمْ عَابِدُونَ مَا أَعْبُدُ. Okay? But this is the last thing. I know this is kind of this is a session where you have to stop. If you really want to grasp this, you probably have to really want to get it. You have to probably listen to it a little bit, take some notes and kind of really grasp it because it's a lot of linguistics. But I'll throw one more thing at you. And that is the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, we started with this. We started by saying the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, when he doesn't do false worship, it was denied as a verb and it was denied also as a noun. But when they are denying worship of Allah, they are only denying it as a noun. There's no, they're not denying it as a verb. So la antum abidun is twice. La antum abidun, la antum abidun. They're never denying it as a verb. Allah didn't give them that. Why? Because even though they are set in not worshiping Allah, there are moments in which even inside their hearts, they're like, but it is true. But no, we got to stay fixed.
Yeah.
But there are moments where there's a fi'il inside their heart that says, it does make sense. Because even the most committed disbelievers, when the Prophet ﷺ, in one situation, they came to him, the Prophet ﷺ started reciting Quran to them, and he got to an ayah, and they got so overwhelmed, the whole crowd, like a whole gang of them, they all fell in sajda. They never became Muslim, but they fell in sajda because of the power of what Allah was saying, right? So they can have moments where they flicker, and that fixed state they have can change.
Yeah.
If Allah had denied the fi'il also, that means there would be never a single moment where they even waver from that, right? So Allah denied their stubbornness, but still acknowledges that there are moments that they have weakness in their commitment to kufr and they are inclined towards Islam. So I've given you quite a brain drain today, but I thought it was important and juicy. So think through it, inshallah. And for my students, you guys are welcome to ask questions, inshallah, in tomorrow's session. Barakallahu li wa lakum. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh.
Assalamu alaikum, guys. Love you guys. Remember, do your best and Allah will do the rest.
I have no rhymes today because I need rest. But that sounds like rest again. See how much rest I need? Okay.
Oh my goodness.
Oh my God, that was horrible.
Yeah. Like, if I try to rhyme,